Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Protest at North Andover High, the Powerball jackpot on the rise, and Jay-Z joins the Library of Congress. Melissa has the juice coming up.
But while Wendy Williams is living in a sober house, wait till you hear what her husband's mistress is using her money for.
Leroy, how's your sports?
There's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing for a local basketball team today.
But first, in protest of the school's policies dealing with sexual assault, about 200 North Andover High students walked out yesterday morning. So students had reached out to local news outlets for coverage, but were kept from campus by police officers parked at the entrances to keep them out at the request of school administration. And the walkout was a reaction to recent reports that last year, after a male student sexually assaulted a female student, the victim was told to sign an agreement to stay away from her attacker and avoid contact with him. The male student, 18-year-old Eliza Tuttle, was charged with raping another girl in New Hampshire.
She was told to stay away from him?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That is stupid.
There was, I think I saw that that one of the women who was asked to sign went to a game, but because he was there, wasn't supposed to go.
It should have been easy to stay away from him if you did the right thing and put his ass in jail.
Jeez. No Powerball winner last night. Got my tickets here. I bought 10 tickets. I have like three numbers that matched. But since there was no winner, the $550 million jackpot is now an estimated $625 million. Yes. And the next drawing is on Saturday night.
Perfect. I can use that money.
Jay-Z now in the Library of Congress. I love this. So his 2001 album, The Blueprint, has joined the Registry of Historic Recordings. So every year, the U.S. Library of Congress selects 25 audio recordings that the Librarian of Congress says honors the music that enriches our souls, the voices that tell our stories, and the sounds that mirror our lives. And The Blueprint is one of only 8 rap or hip-hop recordings on the registry, including Tupac's Dear Mama and also Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And can I just say, I went to the Library of Congress last year. You guys should go. I know you all think that it's corny or whatever, but you really should go. Romero, let me tell you why you should go. They have the largest publicly available collection of comic books at the Library of Congress.
Okay. Do they have football stuff in there? That.
I'm sure they have everything.
Oh.
I didn't go looking for football.
Yeah.
So, and it took me forever.
And you know, also, fun fact, our superhero on the show, Leroy, is in the Library of Congress.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah.
Is he?
What?
Really? Look up, if you look up my name, you'll find some stuff in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to be forever. What's called posterity? He has posterity.
Oh, Jesus. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. Well, the game's feud with conservative talk show host Tommy Lahren has just blown up. Now, ever since Tommy went at 21 Savage over his immigration status, she's been getting harassed by artists like Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and The Game, who recently put up an Instagram post saying she is a racist slut who sucked her way to the top, among other things. And that was like one of the only nice things that I could say.
Wow.
Well, on her show the other night, Tommy fought back.
The things he said about me were perhaps the ugliest and most repulsive things I have ever read. And I read a lot of nasty things about myself. He kisses his daughter with that mouth. And that's what's also troubling.
And The Game defended his actions on the show The Real.
That post was about Tommy Lahren herself for her actions. And I wanted to post something and be brash about it. And I hope that it made her day bad and her coworkers looked at her crazy and she had a terrible day. And I did it for her. I would have did the same thing if it was a male or a bear or anything.
Wow, we'll see if The Game has more to say today. Jenny McCarthy says her time working on The View was the most miserable she's been at any job in her entire life. Listen to this. In a new book coming out called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View, she talks about her relationship with Barbara Walters, saying that Barbara would always check out her wardrobe and make her change if she didn't like it. And if she liked it too much, would make her change anyway so she could send her stylist to find the same outfit in her size. size so she could wear it.
Well, she deserved it. She was the lead of the show at the time. She could do that.
Then there was an incident with an unflushed tampon where she made Jenny flush it because Jenny was the youngest on the show and it just had to be hers.
Yeah, well, deductive reasoning. What else?
The book comes out next month. Like, it's insane.
I don't see anything wrong with both of those things.
And while Wendy Williams is living in a sober house, her husband's mistress is living it up on vacation on her dime. Word is, Wendy relapsed on drugs after finding out her husband's mistress was pregnant and that he wasn't going to leave her. And at some point during Wendy's stay at the sober house, her husband sent Sharina Hudson, the mistress, on vacation. And Sharina is reportedly now living out of state because she's ready to have their baby any day now. And Wendy's husband is refusing to leave Wendy because he's living off of her money. And Wendy's people refuse to comment.
And Wendy's refusing to get rid of her husband, too. So
oh, my God.
He's winning all around.
What an ass. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, lawyers for Robert Kraft, they want to suppress all the evidence in the case, including the hidden camera video of Kraft inside the massage parlor. I don't know. Even if it came out, I don't know if I want to see that.
Oh, come on. You've got to watch that.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. Come on.
Patriots running back James White. All right, he could have made $250,000 in a bonus this past season, but he came up 24 yards short of reaching that incentive. Man, the Pats went and did the unthinkable, and they gave him the bonus anyway.
Good for them.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing that they did that.
What's the point in setting a goal if you're going to reward someone when they don't reach it? Well, I don't understand.
They got the ultimate goal, and he was crucial in doing that. And maybe somewhere down the line, he sacrificed those 24 yards. For the greater good.
Right. They did the right thing.
As a superhero, that with great power comes great responsibility. That's the Black Cloud.
Yes. Defensive tackle Lawrence Guy, he got the hookup too. There's a movie called Turk, and it's about former Bruins center Derek Sanderson. Now, he played in the 60s and 70s, and I know you guys are like, what does this have to do with anything? Well, the producers are looking for male and female actors ages 25 to 50 to play him, Bobby Orr, and other characters. So if you want to be an actor or actress and you're interested, just go to Slate Casting. We'll email slatecastingturk@gmail.com.
Two questions.
What?
Do you need to skate? Because I can't. And two, any of these dudes' names end in Ez? Because I don't know if I can play.
You could be an extra in the stand or something like that.
That's about as much as, you know what? I'm going to be the guy serving food.
Marcus Smart, right? He got kicked out of the Celtics Sixers game last night after he pushed Sixers Joel Embiid in the back. You got to go look at the video. I think Embiid was a little bit extra. He like slid all the way across the court. The Celtics lost 118-115, and the playoffs, folks, it starts in less than 3 weeks, and there's a good chance that these two teams are going to meet in the first round, so it should be interesting. And check on your gambling family members, the friends, your enemies, because today is the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's going to be crazy. And shout out to Northeastern.
Yay! Okay? Go Huskies!
Yeah, they're going to play today at 4, but the only problem is they're playing the Kansas Jayhawks. It's night for them.
Good luck.
It's over.
March Madness, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, they might either lose by 20
or 40. Know.
Yeah,
you never know.
You don't know, but if I had to bet my left nut, I'm betting it on Kansas.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pebbles. They're going to get killed
today. You never know.
Tampa Bay versus Sox tonight, and the Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. And that's your sport.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.